session that there are three levels of awliya, three levels of people. First level is maqam al-mukarrabin, those who are very near, the nearest one. And those who are under the tajalli of ismul hu, of the name hu, which they don't see anything in this world. For them, doesn't this world means anything exist? The only existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't see this world. For them, this world is completely out of their mind. Wherever they turn their faces, they feel the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they left the love of dunya, it never came to their hearts, and these are fi maq'ad sidq, in the type that they are sitting in the presence of ma'al ladina an'ama Allahu alayhim min an-nabiyyin, with the prophets was-siddiqin was-shuhada was-salihin, with that group of people they will be in maq'ad sidq. And we explained that. And the other second level is the second of ismullah. Ismullah, we said, is al-ismul jami' lil-asma' wa-sifat, is the name that encompassing all other names. And all other names, including Ar-Rahman and Rahim, they are the names that shows us Allah's oneness. Allah's oneness is described under the name Allah. And from the name, that name, which is wrapping the all names under it, so you have the 99 names that we know, and we have infinite number of names of the essence which is under the name of who. So some of the people of awliya consider ismul who. Who is also a name, is a name of Allah's name, which is the, for the essence, is a hidden one. So you can say Huwa Allahu, He is Allah, and that's why some zikrullah can be made by ismul hu by saying al-hu. You put al-ta'rif, the most generous, the most hidden, unknown, who. And that's why he's mentioned huwa, Allahu, ahad, three different levels. Allah, we said that it is the name that encompassing all these other attributes and names. So all these other attributes and names are what people are under that frame, under that tajalli. So some of them, as we said, they are living in dunya. So they are interested in akhirah, and they are interested in dunya. So they do for their dunya, they do for their akhirah, are the second level. They are under Ismullah al-Rahman and al-Rahim, al-Razzaq, al-Hakim, al-Wadud, al-Wahhab, al-Wasi'. So it is description for people under these beautiful names. Allah is bestowing His mercy on dunya, and that's why people are benefiting from that level. So they are not completely devoting themselves for akhirah. They devoted themselves some part for dunya, some time for akhirah. Third level, which is Ahad, he said, Kul huwa Allahu. For believers, when Allah said, Kul huwa Allah, it was enough. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Huwa Allah. Wallahu ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it was enough, Allah, to understand for the believers. So believers, immediately when it is said to them, Allah, to the Sahaba, they believed Prophet. The unbelievers, still they didn't believe that Allah is the Creator. So He added to them Ahad. Ahad means Allah is not like anything else. He is unique in His essence. So you cannot describe Him by a son of God or by a statue. So he added there, Ahad, to the unbelievers. So Ahad is described, these unbelievers did not even accept Allah, so he has to add on it Ahad in order to tell them, don't go astray. You cannot describe Allah as has something with him or worshipping other than him. He's Ahad in his essence, he's Ahad in himself, he's Ahad in his knowledge, he's Ahad in everything that relates to him. And that's why Sayyidina Bilal, when they were torturing him, he was saying Ahad, Ahad to them. So means you are associating, you are worshipping idols. You are associating someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe, this is your punishment, because Allah going to send from that name punishment on you because you are not believing in His uniqueness and His oneness. That's why He said Ahad, Ahad. Not only saying Allah, Allah. And we explained last time the difference between Ahad and Wahid, and Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُمْ Wahid, and your Lord is one Lord. And Wahid is maqam al-wahdaniyya, is the divine presence of the names and the attributes. All of them, they point to one. That's why we say Wahid. Because you have infinite numbers of names, all of them, they point to what? To one. That one is what? Allah. And Allah is the unknown, unseen essence of the Lord. So Wahid is the first level, higher level Ahad, who on the top. Ahad for the unbelievers, to know that they are went so far beyond the limits. Ahad, don't discuss it more. And Kul Huwa Allahu Ahad, we explained that. And then we said that people from the second level, there are two different kinds. Those who make zikr with Ismullah Al-Hu, those who make zikr with Ismullah Allah, and those who make zikr with La Ilaha Illallah. The one who makes with zikr with La ilaha illallah, they are negating La ilaha illallah, negating that there is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you negate that from yourself, you will be able to make zikr with the ismullah al-jami' al-asma' wa sifat, the encompassing name which is Allah. And that's why some of the spiritual and people who reach the maqam of perfection, they do zikr with Allah. Because for them, that name is the one that points to wahdaniyat al-haq, to the oneness of Allah. Then when they go beyond that, they go to Ismullah al-Hu, means the name that even the attributes and the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we know is not enough. There are more attributes that can describe that unknown, that Hu, which is unknown, can be described, and it is infinite number of names that every moment is coming out from the essence, describing that essence from the level of who to the level of Allah. To that, between the two different names, there in the maqam al-hu, more names are coming every moment, is being sent to maqam al-wahid, which described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that name, because it is under it goes infinite number of names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful names and attributes. Allah Samad, He, because these people, they used to say Sayyidina Isa is the son of Allah. Allah is said to them, no, Allah is Ahad. No, don't associate anyone. He doesn't need. The idolaters, they say, there are many gods, and they used to bring for them gifts, presents to eat. Till today, if you go to India or people where they worship idols, they give them food. And they don't eat the food. Who will eat the food? The animals come and eat the food on the streets. I saw that in Indonesia. So Allah is telling them, if you is not enough for you, Ahad, I am confirming that I am Allah As-Samad, that I am don't need a master on me. I am don't need drinking, don't need eating. I am sustenance or myself. I don't need sustenance like you. And that's why he described Sayyidina Isa in Holy Quran and his mother that they used to eat food. كَلَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. They used to eat food. Sayyidina Isa eat food means he is in need of something to live. And when you are in need of something to live and you are eating, you end up where? After one day? In the bathroom. So Sayyidina Isa used to go to bathroom. So do you think Allah goes to bathroom? So Allah tells them that's Allah Samad. Allah doesn't need to eat and drink and go to bathroom. You need that. So he's describing Samad. And Samad is the name that, with that beautiful name, all sustenance, rizq comes to people. Allah, Allah. So his Samad, his mastership, he's the master, Lord Master, because he doesn't need anything for his essence or for his names. And all other creatures that he created are in need for him to live and to exist. Because he is unique and his essence is unique, that's why his essence and the uniqueness of his essence cannot be described. So to describe it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it from the unknown level of his essence to the level of his oneness, which can be seen in dunya through his signs, through the beautiful names. And that's why Samad was one of the beautiful names, that under it comes all the sustenance and all the things that people need in dunya, or creatures or living things need in their life. From these three levels, Ahad, Ahad, Wahid, which is the oneness, describe all the names and attributes, and Samad, came three inheritance. One, first one, in every century, there must be one who is under carrying that manifestation of these beautiful names. Everyone in his level is carrying that manifestation. So Abdul Ahad is carrying the manifestation of uniqueness. Abdul Wahid is carrying the manifestation of the one that guides people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. Abdul Samad is the one that carry the manifestation of guiding people through their hearts for their sustenance, or guiding creatures to their sustenance. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that send these what you call them, tajalliyat, these blessings, in order his creation that can guide them. But he assigned someone to, إِنَّ جَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. We have made on earth a khalifa, Allah said. We have made a representative. It means someone that inherited these secrets from Prophet ﷺ. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came with the message of Islam, Allah gave him ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin, gave him these knowledges. So by himself, he inherited all of that. He took all of that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he was able to carry that. And that's why he was able to go into night of ascension, Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. Allah sent all these blessings and these knowledges on him. So he inherited them, but between the people, there was not one can inherit everything. So Prophet specified everyone according to his capability of taking these powers. And that's why after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we saw Sahaba with different kind of ahadith they said, and different kinds of dua they said. And now when you put all of them together, you saw from one Sahaba to another Sahaba, there is a big difference of du'as and ahadith, which complete each other and begin a big, huge ilm, knowledge of ilm al-tafsir and ilm al-hadith and ilm al-fuqh that we took from Sahaba, because everyone understood differently and something from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was a mercy for humanity, because it make it like a package, and was like, you know, that you have a main source of water and you have 100 taps. Wherever you open, you get some water, but you cannot get the big main pipe. You need to have small pipes. If you open a main pipe, you will be drowned. You might not be able to carry that water. You might go and in the flood and go in the ocean, drowning. So they give you a little bit according to your reservoir, your heart. ما وسعتني سمائي ولا أرضي ولكن وسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of the believer contained me. So according to your container, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسع. Allah doesn't burden more than what you carry. So according to that, he gives. So Abdul Wahid, in every century, there is Abdul Wahid. There is Abdul Ahad. One goes, one comes. One goes, one comes. That Abdul Wahid Ahad, he is the unique in his time. And he will be the owner of that moment, of that time. Like, for example, you have the Kaaba with what? With four walls. Isn't that? Every wall, it represents in Kaaba something. And these four walls, they are like a square. And everyone represents a side. But the most important is not these sides. The most important is the holy light that is bestowed over the Kaaba, that make it holy place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His house on earth. So that dimension that you cannot see is important also. Like the four walls of the Kaaba are important, but the dimension that you cannot see is highly important. And that's why it is said in the hadith that there is Kaaba on earth is the image of the real Kaaba in heavens, Baytul Ma'mur, where all Anbiya praise there. So from that reality to the dunya illusions or the dunya physical existence, there is a, what you say, dissension of light, of Allah's beautiful blessings that goes from Baytul Ma'mur over Kaaba. That you cannot see. That what we called Al-Qutb Al-A'zam, Al-Qutb al-Azam is the greatest pole, or the highest pole in dunya. And he owns the level of Al-Qutbiyya al-Kubra, the highest level of Kutub. And that's why that we know that there are five Kutubs. Kutub, Kutub al-Bilad, Kutub al-Irshad, Kutub al-Tasarruf, Kutub al-Bilad. Five Kutubs. And every Kutub represents one side of the four sides. The fifth, who is the highest, is the one that received directly from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Prophet received from heavens, and he gave the four other sides. And that's why people of the west need the east side of Kaaba. People of the east need the west side of the Kaaba. Means the west wali who is sitting there. People of the north need the south side of to direct their faith. From north to south, south to north. So the fifth one is where? The highest one, who is receiving directly from heaven, is where? On that light that comes, or that tajalliyat, this sense of Allah's barakah and blessings, is in Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. And that's why they say the black stone between awliyaullah, they say, is al-maqam al-fardani, is the unique level. And one wali is always there in that black stone. When Sayyidina Umar came to the black stone with Sayyidina Ali, he said, ya, if I didn't see Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kissing the stone, I would not kiss it because it doesn't benefit. Or not. La tanfa wa la tadur. Doesn't benefit, doesn't harm. What Sayyidina Ali said? Ya Umar, what you are saying? It's going to witness for everyone going to kiss. Is going to witness in the judgment day. Means something witness means is living. Quran Sheikh said in his vision one time in his seclusions, he said that Allah opened to my eyes by the barakah of my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He showed me who is really sitting behind that stone. And when I kiss that person. Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, he said, in my seclusion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me that my Sheikh took me to kiss the black stone, and when I kissed that black stone, I saw him sitting there in my vision. In 1969, I was in Hajj. 1967, I was in Hajj with Maulana Sheikh Nazim and my brother, and we were in Madinatul Munawwara. And Mawlana Sheikh Nazim said, come, I want to take you with me somewhere. So we came with him to the to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Masjid al-Nabawi, al-Rawda al-Sharifa, wa Qabr al-Sharif. We came there to his mosque and to his paradise, his grave. We visited. We prayed, and then he took us out from Bab Sayyidina Jibreel. We went out and he made a right. We made a right. It is not like now today what you are seeing. It was between the wall of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mosque. This is from the front side. And you make a right. Immediately there must be this distance between here and him, maybe 3 meters or 3 yards. It's a street, very narrow street. And there was there a school. It's Maktabat, it was a library from the Turkish time. And they kept a relic there where Prophet ﷺ prayed one time with the Sahaba. So Mawlana said, come, this place is where Prophet prayed with his Sahaba. And I've been ordered today to pray Imam with you and you be behind me to pray there. Then when he was Imam and we were praying behind him two rak'ahs, immediately changed, become like we are praying towards Hajar al-Aswad there. And as if the Kaaba disappeared and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim there. He was inheriting that maqam, that station, that position. So it goes from one wali to another wali. And that's what we call Al-Qutbiyya Al-Kubra. What he wants to say here, Al-Qutbiyya Al-Kubra, is like Ghawth. Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was a Ghawth. Sayyidina Shahan Naqshband, Ghawth means Sultan Al-Awliya. The one that who is a Sultan of Awliya. So, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, from his humbleness, yes, Grand Sheikh is Sultan Awliya. He inherited that to Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, who is Sultan Al-Awliya today. And before Grand Sheikh passed, he said, my son, Sheikh Nazim, is going to be his name between Awliya Muayyiddin. The one who is supporting religion. And that's why you see Mawlana always say, I'm going to defeat kufr. I'm going to defeat kufr. When he says that, we look or people look and say, what? How is he going to defeat kufr? Kufr is everywhere in dunya. What kind of power he has? He has power on his, around his people. But when he says that, that is a spiritual meaning that Allah gave him power that can defeat kufr when Allah's permission comes. And that's why it is described who carry that level. He's called, his name is Abdul Ahad, huwa wahidul waqt, he is the unique of time, sahibul zaman, he is the owner of the time. And الَّذِي لَهُ الْقُطْبِيَّ الْكُبْرَى, and he has the highest level of qutbiyya, that getting directly from there. And his existence, he is existing, his appearance appear under the tajalli of Ismullah al-Ahad. He appears under the tajalli of Ahadiyya. What's that mean? Means he, Ahad means what we said, it means uniqueness of Allah, that he doesn't need anything. It was a khitab, a message to the unbeliever to destroy their belief, that don't believe other than me. So when he is under that servant, who is that wali, who is inheriting, means he is going to defeat the kufr. He is going to delete kufr in dunya by Allah's power that he will give him through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So maqam al-ahadiyya is, so that wali who is sitting there under that tajalli, his existence is existence of uniqueness. So you cannot find two like that with that character. And that's why look east and west, you cannot find a character like Mawlana Sheikh Hazan. It's special. In everything he acts, in any way he deal, is special. Grand Sheikh was like that in his time. Grand Sheikh was like that in his time until Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is going. This line is going. So Abdul Wahid is the one who is under the name. He is getting that tajalli of the name of Wahid, which is Allah, which is described the divine presence of names and attributes. All of them, they point to one, to Allah. واحد. That's why Allah is maqam al-wahidiyya. Ahad is destroying the kufr, that is, no one can resemble Allah. Wahid is al-Karim is Allah. Al-Razzaq is Allah. Is al-Wadud is Allah. So all these names describe that one. So that's why we say maqam al-wahidiyya is the infinite number of names that every human being or creation is existing under one tajalli of these names. So all of them goes under the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which shows the oneness. La ilaha illallah. Allah is, there is no creator, that is the oneness. The uniqueness is ahadiyya, is higher. So Abdul Wahid is the one that receives from that presence, divine presence of the oneness, and Allah has showed him the many different, like rainbows of names and attributes, that he blessed him with it in order that he will be able to reach creation in whatever they are in need. Abdul Samad, under the name that Samadiyya, is one of the attributes that describe Allah, the oneness, but it shows that that person, Abdul Samad, is the one that Allah has given him, inherited him from Allah to Prophet, from Prophet to that, Awwali, to inherit him the power of guiding people through their lives to their sustenance and their rizq and their needs. Abdul Wahid is the one that guides people in their lives to their spiritualities. Abdul Ahad takes them from that level to Prophet ﷺ door. We open for them. And Prophet opened for them the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's enough, and we will continue in the next session, inshallah. Min Allah al-Tawfiq wa hurmat. Session, inshallah. Min Allah al-Tawfiq wa hurmat.